We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. It is Maggie and Perloff. I still want to know, who are the other players in the NFL who are calling Aaron Rodgers because they were curious about ayahuasca? Copycat League. Yeah, I think people were, this piqued their curiosity. We should get right to it because we do talk about Aaron Rodgers basically every day around here.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
Don't know. Well, today, it's Aaron Rodgers heaping praise on who? The coach of his upcoming opponent, Perloff. That'd be the New England Patriots.
Well, he's the best coach of all time. He's a legend, living legend. He's been ahead of the game for a long, long time. He makes incredible in-game adjustments, halftime adjustments, third quarter adjustments, fourth quarter adjustments, whatever it takes. I mean, I think he's a fantastic coach, and I love what he's accomplished and love what he's about and think he's hilarious in his press conferences. And yeah, he's a legend.
That was courtesy of the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah. That I love that he threw in he's hilarious at his press conferences. So this is all Bill Belichick being funny. Because every player says Bill Belichick is funny. Any former Patriot you talk to, they say Bill Belichick has a great sense of humor. And the rest of us have never been able to understand that.
Yeah,
but
Rodgers
is jumping in there saying his press conferences are hilarious.
Well, okay, so let's go to Belichick because you were particularly...
I love it.
You were tickled by this yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know another verb there. You were tickled. Stu says amused.
Was this yesterday or today?
Oh, it might have been today.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, this could be today.
Doesn't matter because his voice sounds exactly the same. So everyone keeps asking him about Mac Jones' future, and it's just been a journey with him all week. He looks like he wants to break a tablet over someone's head.
Here's what he had to say.
Day by day is getting better. We'll see how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. Evaluate him. What difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
Do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
I'd be shocked if you didn't. I always just assumed Belichick was administering the MRI, too. I thought he's the guy, when you go in the x-ray machine, he's pushing the button before you go in.
So remember after Deflategate, Bill Belichick honestly looked like he had no idea what everyone was talking about.
Yeah, he sold that one well.
Honestly, I don't know what level of detail he goes to. He might not be involved in all this stuff.
Okay, so the most detailed coach maybe in the history of the NFL in all matters having to do with the Patriots, you think all of a sudden just like checks out when his quarterback has a high ankle sprain? That makes sense to you somehow?
No, of course not. He is definitely, that one is true. But do you think he knew about the deflated footballs if they existed? There's a chance that Tom Brady ran certain parts of the quarterback room.
Maybe. I mean, that's maybe. Because, it was weird how he kind of just sold Brady out, though. He's like, ask Tom about that. You know, he had nothing to say. It was like, ooh, that couldn't have gone over well.
He looked genuinely befuddled by the whole story.
Actually, after reading Seth Wickersham's book, we know that did not go over well.
Oh, okay. So Belichick, I didn't read that part. So yeah. Brady was mad that Belichick sold him out?
I mean, he's mad all that. Brady, there's a constant sort of theme in the book is that Brady, you know, after the beginning of the of their relationship. But as they sort of move on, sort of never felt like Belichick ever gave him the real support, you know, like,
totally.
Just like never making him the player of the game and all that those little slights.
Here's my theory.
Only showing his low lights on Monday, never showing any of his highlights, stuff like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think the new day by day has become the On to Cincinnati. Keep saying it again and again. I think this is an homage to the 1973 Broadway musical Godspell. And of course, their hit single, Day by Day. Let's listen to a little bit of it. Day by day.
Did you and Samter cook this up together?
No, it was all me.
You love musicals, you two.
Don't you remember, Dave? It's going to pick up. This is a 70s Broadway musical. It gets a lot of disco in there.
Okay. How long do we have to wait?
When's the drop here?
This is the pickup?
I thought it picked up a little bit. Kind of like Jesus Christ Superstar.
I mean, if anyone's seen Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, here goes. That's where I got it from. Day by day. You ever seen Wet Hot American Summer?
I have, yes.
Oh, yeah. So it's a summer camp parody where they perform Day by Day. So Bill Belichick, big Broadway guy. We didn't know that.
All these coaches are big Broadway guys.
Oh, yeah.
Big musical guys. When we found that out, we were down in New Orleans for the Final Four. All these college basketball coaches. Head coach of Texas.
Oh, right. He couldn't wait to get to... No, it was Chris Beard of Texas Tech. Wasn't it the super coach who loves going to play?
Yeah, you're right. It was.
Yeah.
It was Chris Beard.
Day by day.
Yeah. No, this is totally... This is an homage to Godspell. And I think... Bill Belichick, you know, he looks like a football guy. He came up through the theater programs of America.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Big theater guy, that Belichick?
Yes.
I mean, maybe he appreciates a good live performance?
Yeah, no, you could maybe put the music down a little bit. I think, didn't he have Lin-Manuel Miranda come speak to the team at halftime of the Super Bowl? I can't remember that. He'd give a, we're not going to give away my shot
speech.
Wait,
Stu? Stu was there? Stu
I was there, apparently, yeah. Who knew?
Gave a great speech. Looks like Lin-Manuel
Miranda. Oh, Lin-Manuel. Yeah. I was like, wait, didn't I say Lin-Manuel Miranda? I didn't say Stu, did I?
And Stu's wearing the Lin-Manuel glasses today.
Bill Belichick, huge Broadway guy.
Huge Broadway guy.
Yeah.
That's probably the most shocking thing about him.
Yeah.
I just don't think that he would have the... I don't know. Belichick, to me, doesn't seem like someone who... is a toe tapper.
No.
You got to be like toe tapper, like appreciating the music. And I just don't see him as that guy.
Well, remember, you know how in training camp, a lot of coaches take their team bowling or something? They break practice and go bowling?
Yeah, they do the bonding stuff.
In 2013, Belichick took a day off from training camp and drove down to New York to see Mamma Mia with the entire
it's
team.
It's not true.
No, it's absolutely
You're
true. It's underreported.
Rumors.
It wasn't in the Seth Wickersham beams, but... Yeah, no.
It was on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. I mean, Jerron Mayo is a huge Mamma Mia fan, so it was really about him.
Big ABBA guy.
Yeah, Brady actually does go to plays. Remember, he went to that Vince Lombardi play and talked about it for a year. I don't know if you ever see that. There was a play on Broadway about Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, the guy from the Wonder Years was in it.
Oh, was it Fred Savage was in it?
No, the other guy, Dan Loria.
Dan Loria, right?
Yeah, Fred Savage.
There's another
was in
guy.
It.
Yeah,
Fred Savage played Vince Lombardi. Yeah, that makes sense for a casting.
There are other characters in the Vince Lombardi. I thought Fred Savage could have played Vince's son. I don't know.
Bart Starr, maybe.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan Loria didn't jump to mind. Tom Brady loved that play. He would always quote it. Always, for years, he would quote the Lombardi play. So I don't know. This is all made up.
Maybe it's the only one he ever saw.
What do you think of this summer we got a more refreshed, more positive Bill Belichick trying to maybe sell Mac Jones on the ownership was one theory. Where do you think he is now? Is he already at 1-2? Is he already losing it?
I mean, Brian Hoyer starting this week against the Green Bay Packers. That's not what you want.
I keep thinking of Mike from Worcester the other day who called in and said Kraft is going to move on. Where are they going? If they fall to 1-3 here, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad.
This game obviously is in Green Bay, which makes it even harder. Here's the thing. You do have your quarterback. I don't think you're moving on from Mac Jones, right? I mean,
you just
took a first-round quarterback.
You're not excited about Mac Jones in the future.
I don't know. They were excited about him like 2 weeks ago until he had an ankle sprain and, quite frankly, didn't play that well.
Well, I don't think Mac Jones is a high-upside guy. I think Mac Jones is what Mac Jones is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like a guy who, he might explode into one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. He feels a little more Derek Carr-ish to me, a little Kirk Cousins-y.
Okay. But maybe less variance, like as you know, maybe a like you know, sometimes with Carr, he can look like a top five quarterback. He can look like a bottom five quarterback. I kind of see Mac Jones is just sort of solidly in the middle all the time.
Isn't it funny, too?
He made the playoffs last year as a rookie. I mean, doesn't that matter? We always talk about how New England has no receivers. I mean, they spent in free agency last year, brought in a couple tight ends, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have trouble getting rallying around Mac Jones for my future. Like, there's certain teams with young quarterbacks you feel really excited about. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Maybe Tua now.
Well, yeah,
Miami.
I mean, he's not in that vein. He's not a Trevor Lawrence clone. But the other thing, too, remember the Mac Jones best shape of my life story?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Like, I wonder if the fact that, you know, that he put on muscle and that he was really getting in this great shape, did it make him feel a little more invincible? Like, you could start, you know, taking more chances. Maybe he's not never going to be a runner. But taking more chances,
yeah,
and obviously
maybe.
He sprained his ankle and got, you know, that's not ideal.
Yeah.
Did he get like an inflated sort of sense of what he was capable of on the football field because he got in such good shape? Does that make
Could
sense?
Could be. There's just a total lack of explosion there. The roster around Mac Jones on offense, they have good running backs. They drafted a really good offensive lineman. Cole Strange is getting great reviews,
yep.
But it's still the same thing. It just does not look like an offense that's going to scare anyone. And the defense I know is going to be good and solid. I'm really down on the Patriots, which is weird. Because when you think about Bill Belichick, he's 70. Where is he going? What's happening here?
Well, he always said he wasn't going to be like Marv Levy and stay around till his late 70s. But, I mean, I don't see any signs. You said he looks the best he's ever looked.
No, he's in great shape. He's in really good shape.
When you think about Bill Belichick, what do you think?
Pete Carroll, another guy who's 70, great shape.
Yeah, but Pete Carroll never said he wasn't sticking around.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, Belichick kind of put it out there, and now he's 70, and he sees no signs of slowing.
Day by day.
What do I look like, a medical doctor? Well, what did the medical doctor say?
This is good if you're a Patriots fan. We're getting surly. I don't like the media, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that didn't take long.
Yeah, none of this offseason was way too flowery.
Okay, we got to get to this because this is going to work even if you're just listening to us on the radio, if you're not watching us on CBS Sports Network. So we're going to paint a little theater of the mind here.
Okay.
They say you just opened up your Instagram. Boop. And, Russell Wilson posted something new on Instagram. Oh, okay. It's an ad. But why is it so creepy?
It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch. And it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen.
What?
One time? Never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
It's only in the what?
The vault? What is going on here with that ad?
Yeah.
He says, have you ever done anything dangerous? And just again, let me paint the picture for people who are only listening to the sound of our voices. He's not talking to anybody. He's talking to you, like you and me.
Yeah, no, it's...
He's having a conversation with us. It doesn't make any sense.
The audio is creepy. You add it with that visual of him in a sterile kitchen.
Yeah.
He's holding two sandwiches, right?
I don't know why,
or is it one giant sandwich cut in half? I don't know what it is. It's all weird. But
it's a 12-foot sandwich.
But I got to be honest, with Russell Wilson, my bar is pretty high for weirdness. Like, this just feels like a Tuesday for Russell Wilson, right? I mean, remember the Mr. Unlimited speech, the original. Yeah, it's so funny because he's so straight-laced, but then he has the most bizarre little social media things you'll ever see.
You know, sometimes when we talk about teams that like don't have great records, and we're like, what's the identity of this team? Like, that's what I want to know about Russell's marketing. What are we going for here?
Mr. Unlimited.
What's the angle? You know, like with Peyton Manning, we get it. You know, just trying to be funny dad. You know, we get it. Eli Manning is kind of like the, you know, bleep talking little brother. You know, we sort of get the, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes. Like, we understand what they're trying to do marketing wise. I do not get what Russell Wilson is trying to sell us here. Like, outside the sandwich. What's the philosophy we're going for with this guy?
I'm unlimited.
Well, he's got that self-help vibe. He's, you know, he's obviously was very close with Trevor Moad, who passed. He's got a whole sort of TB12 of the mind thing going on.
That's what you're getting from the Subway sandwich.
No, but I think, you know how Tony Robbins comes off as kind of creepy and weird?
That's the lane he's trying to go in?
That's the lane we're in right now.
Wow. Creepy self-help person?
Yeah, Mr. Unlimited. I think he is a creepy self-help person.
So he's going to be like at one point wearing one of those like Madonna microphones talking into a big, you know, like an arena full of people telling everyone to, you know, believe in yourself?
3 feet away from that. You watched him on the sideline this week after he had the worst drive of his life, and he went and he tapped every player. He's like, we're going to get him next drive. We're going to get him next drive. And almost as if he was trying to find the camera. Yes, that's. I think it's a lane that clearly you have no interest in.
No. But
sure seems like where Russell Wilson wants to be.
It's Mr. Unlimited.
I'm like, I'm embarrassed for him, but like, I shouldn't be. He's a millionaire and a future Hall of Famer. He's doing okay.
Be careful though.
Yeah.
That's
so creepy.
You know what it's like? It's like Wedding Crashers and she's like, I'll find you. Remember that?
Yeah.
Be careful though.
Like, what are we going for?
I can see
here?
Him doing the big eyes. That's creepy.
Yeah. Now. Are we doing serial killer? That's what's going to sell the sandwiches? Because
spicy.
Why? It's crazy. Wait, because it's spicy?
It's spicy.
What a stone cold weirdo that guy is.
Unlimited.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's got much bigger problems on the field right now.
No kidding. His coach doesn't know how to, you know, do anything, but.
Yeah.
Definitely should have gone for it.
This will be.
What made you think that, coach?
This will be a big, big game. Every week now is big because I think the whole country is waiting to make a referendum on Russ after every week.
Well, I mean, even Eli Manning's getting his yucks off.
Yeah.
You know, when Eli Manning on the Manning cast is saying maybe they should have paid the punter $245 million, that's a big ouch right there. That one bruises the ego a little bit.
I got it. Russ had a good comeback today. He said, he said, I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Trust me, there'll be something weird from Russ next week. That's of whatever vibe it is, it's not going away.
Yeah. We can't wait for the next hostage video that he's going to put out trying to sell us a sandwich.
Be careful, though.
Why?
I'll find you.
And what? Like, stuff a Subway sandwich in my... I don't know what. Why are you threatening me? Like, well, why are you threatening me with a sandwich? I don't get it. I don't get the ad campaign. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, you've been waiting for it. You've been dying for it. Kentucky Wildcats quarterback Will Levis will join us next. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop
all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Massive showdown in the SEC this Saturday. 7th-ranked Kentucky against 14th-ranked Ole Miss. We are so pleased to be joined by the quarterback for Kentucky, Will Levis, who's also a Heisman hopeful, talking NFL draft. And Will, appreciate you doing this today. We know it's a busy time. Before we get to any football questions, and believe me, we have a ton, you're famous for a lot of reasons. Number one, you eat bananas with the peel on. Number two, you put mayonnaise in your coffee. Perloff and I did the mayonnaise and the coffee thing, and we almost vomited on live television and radio. How did that start?
Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of silly jokes that happened. The mayonnaise and coffee one was just me and my girlfriend were out at breakfast, and they gave us our coffees, and there was no cream or sugar on the table. It was just a bottle of mayonnaise. And my girlfriend was like, oh, I think you're supposed to put it in your coffee. And I was like, I think that sounds pretty funny. And I posted it and just kind of made a little joke about it. And it went a lot further than I ever expected it to. And I think people kind of now are starting to realize that it was just kind of for laughs and kind of funny.
Oh, Will, I thought that was dead serious. And I've actually tried it a couple. I put mayonnaise on everything. So I was into
oh,
it.
Oh, so do I. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get, you know, people hate mayonnaise, some people out there. I don't know. What do you say to those people?
I don't know. I mean, I think they need to grow up. I think that those are the same people that love ordering like fancy aiolis for their sides, you know? It's just mayonnaise. I hate to break it to you, but it's just mayonnaise.
Like, it's all mayonnaise.
Yeah.
We thought you were serious. We were like, man, this Will Levis, this guy's an animal. Like, yeah. We've got to meet this guy who puts the mayonnaise in his coffee. Like, what is going on with him?
And we have a buddy, Andy Staples, a college football writer for The Athletic, who his mission in life is to destroy mayonnaise. Can you just call him out as soft right now?
Yeah, Andy, you're soft. I've talked to Andy a couple times, and he's a funny dude, but I think you got to grow up and start using one of the best condiments in the game.
There we go. Clip that. We'll send it to Andy. Amazing. Okay, so your journey is a really interesting one as you find yourself here now quarterbacking a 4-0 Kentucky team. But from the outside, Will, it seems like every decision you've made has really worked out really well for you. You know, going to Penn State, but then transferring to Kentucky. You've been working with multiple offensive coordinators, but they all have great resumes. They've been in the NFL. They've been in college. Is there a moment that has actually been the toughest for you? Are you pleasantly surprised that everything has kind of worked out the way it has?
I think the toughest moment was just making that decision to move on from Penn State and to transfer. It kind of went against what my like life mantra is, which is to never give up. And I felt like I was giving up on my situation at hand there. But at the end of the day, I just kind of had to realize that I had to trust my gut and had to make a decision that I thought was going to put me in the best position to reach my ultimate goals, which is to play professional football. And with that, I think I wanted to get a couple of years of starting somewhere, and just having Sean being 1 year above me, it was a tough situation I was in. And I could have stayed, I think, and done very well, but I just kind of had to take a leap of faith and trust my gut. And that was a really, really tough decision. The conversations I had with the coaching staff there to deciding to come here, it was tough, but I'm glad that it's worked out how it has.
Yeah. Can you tell fans, how did you end up choosing Kentucky?
I think first of all, I didn't have many options. I think that there was a limited amount of schools that were looking for a quarterback. And I think that I wasn't thought of as some big time transfer. You know, I only had like one game of starting at Penn State. I was mostly just used as a kind of a running quarterback there. And they were one of the first schools that reached out to me. And to have the opportunity to play in the SEC for a program that's on the rise, for a new offensive coordinator that was going to play, it was implementing a pro style system that was going to prepare me for the next level as well as any other offense in the country. All those reasons, along most importantly with a head coach that believed in me and really saw something special in me and wanted me to come in and prove that I can be the guy for him. I took that challenge, and all those things kind of made me decide pretty quickly that Kentucky was going to be my landing spot.
Well, you see, man, we're talking with Will Levis, of course, the quarterback for the University of Kentucky. You've always said you've had supreme confidence in yourself, and obviously making that leap from Penn State to Kentucky took a lot of, you know, a lot of confidence and a leap of faith, if you will. But going from like being thought of as a running quarterback to showing that you do have this incredible arm and you are able to make all the throws, like, what was that transformation like for you? Or was it not much of a transformation, just an opportunity?
Yeah, I think it was more of just an opportunity. And I think with quarterback, at any level, you can't really develop any sort of confidence or consistency without consistent kind of game reps. And it took me a few games even last year to kind of get that comfort at this level. And I think it was just a matter of me kind of being put in a position to be the starter and to get all the reps with the ones and to be fully kind of embraced by an offense and by a staff for me to kind of take that step. I've definitely made improvements through my off-season training with mechanics and stuff like that that have helped a lot. The tools have always been there for me, but I think it was just more of the mental and just experience side that I was lacking.
So, Will, you're a Northeasterner like Maggie and I. I worked in Milford, Connecticut for years. I know you're from Connecticut. What is it like playing in these SEC stadiums? I mean, you're going to Ole Miss this weekend. I've never been to a game there. I want to go so badly. It must be a lot different than things you've experienced before.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ten's got some awesome atmospheres too that I was able to experience. Yeah. But it's been so cool to be in the SEC and to play. And I think this is only my fourth road game, though, in the SEC. But the fan bases and the energy and the support behind all these teams are absolutely incredible. And with the matchup that we have this week with two undefeated SEC-ranked teams going at it, you could just expect that to be taken to the nines. So I've never been down to Mississippi. I don't know too much about what to expect, but we're making sure that we're preparing for the environment and most importantly, just trying to get that win.
Will, your own offensive coordinator has compared you to Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Do you see that in yourself?
Yeah. I mean, those are two guys that I really do enjoy watching. And I think there's things that are different about me than them or vice versa. But I think there's things that I can take from watching any quarterback in the league. It's playing in an NFL system. We've been able to watch a lot of different teams in the NFL that kind of use similar concepts that we're implementing or that we're using. So almost every day we're watching NFL film. So it's cool to study NFL quarterbacks and see kind of how the pros do it and how just kind of precise and kind of detailed every little thing is that they do. And Josh and Joe are two of those guys that definitely do it on a level as high as anyone else.
So you're watching NFL tape, right, to get yourself prepared for college games. But when you watch the NFL tape from where you are right now to where you want to get to, which is the NFL, what more do you have to add to your game? What do you have to work on between now and when we get like to the combine and into the whole draft season?
I think it's just a matter of consistency. I think I have as strong as arm as anyone in the NFL. I think that I have the physical build and athleticism to make it happen at the highest level. But I think that it's just going to be a matter of doing it at a more consistent level. And that's just going to come with more reps and more experience and trusting in my training in the off season. But just taking it one game at a time, one practice at a time, one rep at a time right now. And it's been working so far.
Will, when you were going against Anthony Richardson at Florida, it was notable how big both of you were. Can you help settle sort of a show question we often have? How important is height to being a quarterback? Because you had a trend where Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray went number one overall, but now you see Josh Allen and Justin Herbert doing well. Can you see over the linemen, or is it all about lanes? Does your height help you?
I don't know. I mean, you just had not the tallest guy win Heisman last year.
Yeah.
I think Bryce is as talented as anyone else in the country. And it might be a question for him, you know, but yeah. I think it helps me. I don't think it hurts. I think my physical stature is allowed me to have the strength and make some of the throws that I can. And I don't think many other people in the world can. Yeah. So, in terms of vision, it's hard for me to compare because I don't really know what it feels like to be any shorter than what I am now.
Will, there was just a massive like ESPN feature that came out about you. And amidst all the details, there was one very important one. You're a massive Hall & Oates fan. Looks like maybe you had won some kind of talent contest or something, singing Make My Dreams, classic Hall & Oates song. So we only have you for another minute or so. If you'll indulge us, I'm pretty sure you have a good enough memory that you remember the lyrics. We've got the music keyed up for you right now. Play it, Sam.
Hey.
You only have to do one verse. That's it.
I'm not going to be suckered into this.
Oh, well, come on.
On a night when bad dreams become a screamer, when they're messing with the dreamer, I can laugh them in the face, twist and shout my way out.
Well,
that was like minimal effort. I can't.
Way
I wasn't prepared for that.
Way
you guys,
to be a good sport.
Let me know if you're gonna have me sing. I don't like singing in front of people.
Well, say goodbye to the Heisman.
That was,
I think that
evil.
That was evil. Say goodbye to the Heisman, Will. That was the last straw. If that gets out. No. You're good, dude.
This is great. Come on.
You're fine.
On.
Everyone loves Hall & Oates.
Wait till you start going through the draft process and you get all these crazy questions that are going to be flying at you from all these NFL coaches that are trying to get you off your game. This is the type of stuff, the mind tricks they're gonna try to play with you. This is all just prep.
Yeah. I hope they don't make me sing in the interview room, though.
Yeah, when you become a rookie, they will. I'm gonna make a prediction right now. I think New York Giants quarterback, a quarterback from Massachusetts/Connecticut, that area seems like it's pretty cool. Is the NFL hard to kind of tune out, or do you just embrace it, or how do you deal with the challenge of being like a top prospect?
I mean, that's all gonna work itself out, and I don't focus on that really at all. I know that if I do what I can to prepare our team and to have our team win the games that we want to win and have the season that we want to have, then all that's going to take care of itself. So I don't actively look at those things. I do see some of those things just based on what people like send me, but I don't read any of the articles written about me. I don't read any of the mock drafts or anything. I think that's the best way to kind of keep my mind clear.
Last question for me, Will, and this is looking backwards, but I went to an Ivy League school, Dartmouth College. Did we get anywhere close to getting you into the Ivy League? I know you have Yale roots. Were even a consideration?
I was really close to committing to Princeton, actually. My recruiting process started kind of late. And at one point, I really only had Ivy League and like Patriot League offers. And it was deciding between Yale, Princeton, Harvard. I have family connections to Yale, and I think that kind of actually turned me away from possibly going there. I kind of wanted to go and do my own thing. So I was really locked into both Harvard and Princeton at one point.
Wow.
And I wanted to play football at the highest level possible. So when those Power Five offers came, that kind of went away. But
well, that's good.
There was a point, yeah.
Would have been consistent second place behind Dartmouth at any of those schools, just to point out.
Dartmouth did offer me. But I don't know. I think I just really liked the staff at Princeton and Harvard and had good connections there.
Listen, like many and seems like most of the decisions you've made here in your young career, Will, you made the right choice. You made the right choice not to go to Perloff's alma mater. You made the right choice in finding your way to Kentucky. We wish you the best of luck. You're a great singer. Don't hold this again. Don't hold it against us. And best of luck to you this weekend, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks. That was Will Levis, the quarterback for the University of Kentucky. We're back with more after a CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Ken in Las Vegas. Tom Hanks recently said he's made only 4 pretty good films. Which ones do you think made the list? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros or tweeting it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros.
Well, one is obvious.
What's that?
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, that's the most obvious one.
The dog cop movie.
Do you think that one even holds up at all?
No.
I
don't think it even held up at the moment.
I think I saw it in theaters.
By the way, I recently watched Elvis with starring Tom Hanks.
I haven't seen it yet.
So Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker, and it's a very controversial. He's all in, and some people hated it and hated him.
Tom Hanks going all in on a film?
Shocking. Well, this was all in for Tom Hanks. He must have been prosthetics. He was 300 pounds, and he did this really thick accent, and a lot of people hated it.
Yeah,
but I liked it. It's Baz Luhrmann who did Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think that's one of the ones he was talking about.
But okay.
What are the? Are you?
I
are
think
there
there's three obvious ones.
Okay.
I think the three obvious ones, the unassailables, A League of Their Own, Saving Private Ryan, and Toy Story. I think those are three. Mm.
You don't think Forrest Gump is an automatic? I think Forrest Gump is the first one.
I think
that popped
Forrest
into my
Gump
head.
Is the first one you think of, but I don't know how many people everyone does. I mean, we've
won the Oscar.
I love Forrest Gump. I've watched it 100 times. Said this is how I learned American history.
Wait, so I personally don't.
Just kidding.
I think Saving Private Ryan, the first 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, is 10 of the greatest minutes in American cinema.
Yeah.
The rest was just off, in my opinion. And
okay.
That's why I lost the Oscar, because it was so unbelievable. I didn't love him in it. I just didn't.
Okay,
I love so much about the movie. I just didn't love him.
Okay, so are we putting Forrest Gump on the list? Do you think he thinks that's a perfect movie? That's one of the
good
films?
I think Big is one of his biggest movies.
Big is excellent.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, I mean, I know it's very sad, and you know, Perloff, this hits home for you, but Philadelphia, like that
Philadelphia.
Was
like, Philadelphia is an excellent movie.
Is it possible to watch that movie and not break down crying?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
explain it to me like I'm a 4-year-old.
But to show you where I'm at with crying in movies, I also cried during Forrest Gump and Castaway.
And Toy Story 3.
I never saw that one.
You never saw Toy Story 3?
No.
Toy Story 3, if you have a kid, do not watch it in public. It is tear jerker. I'm telling anyone out there, it's a serious cry movie. So what
you
he
think
won,
Splash could have been on the list?
Splash is awesome. Ron
Splash
Howard.
Is great,
but I don't think it's on the list. Big has to get on the list before Splash. Money Pit before Splash too.
Okay, Philadelphia was his first Oscar, so I think that has to be.
Maybe that gets. I mean, and it's obviously the serious subject matter of, you know.
Yeah, so he won for
A Man with AIDS.
He won for Philadelphia, and he won for Forrest Gump. So I think those are his two.
Can I do a sneaky one?
Yeah,
Catch Me If You Can was great.
Yeah, that's a great movie, but it was kind of starring Leo.
Yeah, it's definitely starting Leo.
Yeah, so maybe that's a little bit.
And he does a Boston accent in that one, which is always very tough to pull off.
I know you mentioned Castaway, but like that's the only movie that I can remember of any actor where it's just like literally there's nobody else except for one actor for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like I Am Legend, I guess, with Will Smith, but that's not that great.
You didn't like I Am Legend?
I thought it was creepy. I thought it was all right.
Did you guys like Castaway?
Yeah.
Liked it, but
the thing is, after he gets off the island, then I don't care anymore. You know,
100%. And honestly, I don't think there's any other actor that could have pulled off like 2 hours
like
by himself on an island.
It's a hot take. I don't think Tom Hanks is such a great actor. I think he's always playing some version of Tom Hanks.
Samter's leaving. You offended him. Wow.
I don't know. I just feel like
Tom Hanks sometimes thinks he can do anything, and you can't do everything. You know, like sometimes it's just better to hand it to someone else. Like Charlie Wilson's War. He shouldn't have been in that one. He should have given it to somebody else. But I love Tom Hanks, so this is not a criticism.
You love him, but he's Tom Hanks. Like, do you consider Anthony Hopkins and what he can do as an actor in the same Tom Hanks. Like, Tom Hanks is
no, I don't put him out like Denzel.
Like, Tom Hanks is not a heavyweight like some of those other guys. He's a great, he's like, he played Mr. Rogers. That's who he should play. He plays versions of Mr.
Sleepless
Nice.
In Seattle. Little You've Got yeah. Mail. Yeah.
Yes, this is Tom Hanks. Right, right. I don't think
the Burbs.
I don't think he's Daniel Day-Lewis. That's
no, he's not Daniel Day-Lewis, but even he would tell you that.
Right, and I think that's what he was getting at. I don't think he's had that. I don't think he thinks he has had exactly the
career
he wanted.
But think about it. These are all movies. Like, a lot of the movies he's in are ones that you've probably seen like 10 times. That's got to count for something. Like, the Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm not watching Last of the Mohicans 50 times. I'm not watching My Left Foot 50 times. But I've probably seen League of Their Own 1,000 times. And so have you. You, plural. You, every one of my in the audience.
Yeah, but that
how
doesn't...
How many times have you seen Forrest Gump? But they're all, like, very rewatchable.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a great movie. You know,
the best movie.
Yeah, I mean, wait, I've watched a lot of bad movies over and over and over and over again. A lot
maybe
of movies,
you just have bad taste.
A lot of the movies that I watch a million times are not because they're the best movies. I mean, yes, Shawshank Redemption and Goodfellas,
yeah,
the two movies that we've all watched the most, those yeah. are great movies. But by the way, I have watched There Will Be Blood many, many times with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Really? You're going to There Will Be Blood on a Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, right. That's I think the most, I don't know, P.T. Anderson, that was a big movie.
No,
that
it was a big Oscar movie, but I don't think, yeah. I don't rewatch it.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little hard to watch. Yeah, Tom Hanks movies are good, but not, to me, they just lack something.
Oh, I know this Samter's is, back.
Yeah.
Your boycott lasted 30
I mean,
seconds.
I understand your point about, like, You've Got Mail, Sleepless Seattle, League of Their Own, The Burbs. It is a very similar character, but you can't tell me that Forrest Gump is similar to anything he's ever played, or Saving Private Ryan, or Philadelphia, or Captain Phillips yeah. is like, oh, that's Tom Cruise. Like, he has different accents. He has, like, plays completely wide range of... And think
Wait,
about his
are
his
you doing
career
a who-
all comedy, and then it was all drama, Wait. And then he went back to comedy.
Are you doing a who has more range, Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
I'm sorry, did I say Cruise? I meant Hanks. I'm sorry, I meant Hanks.
I was like, I don't know about that.
So I'm so flustered. I'm confusing Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise.
Oh, wait. Do you want to know something that is coming out on Netflix, apparently? It's going to be a limited series, and I read an article about it last night. It's based on a true story, and it might be the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, what's that?
Okay. This is really scary. So this is based on a true story of these people who moved into a house in the suburbs of New Jersey. And before they actually physically moved into the house, they were having like some renovations and stuff done. And these weird letters started showing up to their home.
No.
Yes. And they were all signed by someone named The Watcher. Here's what some of the letters said. Again, this is a true story. This person saying, this is in the letter. The house has been the subject of my family for decades, and as it approaches its 110th birthday, I've been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s. My father watched in the 1960s. It's now my time. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls? Why are you here? I will find out. Another letter. Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Better for me. Was your old house too small for your growing family, or was it greed that brought your children here? Once I know their names, I'll call to them and draw them to me. How about this? This is real happen. Have you found all the secrets the house holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement, or are they too afraid to go down there alone? I would be very afraid if I were them. It's far away from the rest of the house. If you were upstairs, you would never hear them scream.
Oof.
It's a real story. Someone started getting letters like this. They have three children under the age of 10, and they were basically getting stalked by someone they didn't know. They're turning it into a Netflix series with, it's like Naomi Watts, Bobby Cannavale, who else? Jennifer Coolidge and Mia Farrow. This is going to be an excellent series. Really scary, though. Did that just scare everybody? Would you move into a house if you started getting letters like that?
By the way, did they call the cops on this?
Like, yes, they did. There's a whole thing about it. The cops, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in private investigators. It goes down this whole rabbit hole with the town they're in and all the people on the block, and everybody's a suspect and everyone's got all these weird pasts. Stu, you grew up in New Jersey. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard of this before, bud. Yeah. Sell the house. Leave.
They couldn't sell it.
Oh, it's true.
Because
yeah,
once this gets
it?
Out that someone's stalking the house, you couldn't sell it. They couldn't even rent it. And then people in the town prevented them from demolishing it. It got really weird and twisted. Ugh. Did I just take the show to a weird place? Is everyone creeped out?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome.
Except for these poor people whose lives were basically ruined for years.
Wow. It reminds me a little bit of, have you ever guys heard of the movie The Strangers?
No.
So it's this couple and someone knocks, a random person knocks on their door and then goes away.
Ooh.
But this, to me, the scariest kind of, like any kind of real life suburban horror film is the scariest. Yeah. That's what the strangers
are. Is suburbs actually scarier than the woods?
Yeah, totally. Well, woods are scary. The city
woods
is
scary.
Ironically, the most dangerous place, the city, is probably the least scary.
A bunch of people around you. What's scarier for a setting for a movie? The suburbs, the woods, or the ocean? Like, oh, Jaws is one of the most scary movies of all time.
Yeah, no, that's... Well, listen, don't start with shark movies.
I know, I'm sorry. You know it's a sore spot.
No, it's a movie, by the way, that's terrifying. And even because the trailer keeps playing... You know, this Dahmer movie on Netflix is getting all the buzz.
That's a no-go for me.
Oh, it is. I'm like, okay, that's so played out. I know the story of Jeffrey Dahmer. Just watch the trailer and you'll be like, this is the scariest thing that ever happened.
The report about that show is that people are watching the first episode and can't finish it because it's so creepy and so scary that they don't even want to finish the first episode and watch the rest of the series.
What year was this? I feel like I was a kid when this happened.
Yeah,
the 90s,
late
right?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
What I think is scary about both the plot you described is if it's real life, that makes it even scarier. Something about a made up like Michael Myers or Jason or Freddy or those guys are not scary like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the suburbs are the scariest. That's why I live in the city.
I think the woods are the scariest. But I'm pretty afraid of the ocean.
If you're in the woods, you're ready to get stabbed. At any moment.
I've already
that's
committed
what the woods
to
are for.
It. Because the why suburbs, else would I be in the woods? I know. I live in the suburbs now. Greg, I can't wait to go home.
What about like the school or hospital hallway with the flickering lights? That's always
a hospital. Yeah,
that's
also
a tough one. The flickering lights is what drives me crazy.
No. Flickering lights at the hospital, you're ready to have a psycho clown come after
just
you.
Just make peace
with suburbs,
psycho
no.
clown in the hospital. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just got to make peace with your maker at that point.
Yeah, that second the neon lights start to flicker at all, forget it. You're done.
It's over. Thank you, Mike Samter, Stu Kovacs, Marlo Donahue. Thanks to Tom Herman and to Will Levis who joined us today, Amy Trask. Everyone was awesome. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday night football, Dolphins, Bengals. Let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.